So on the one hand, I think it's very likely this test is accurate. I think there are some caveats. These were older studies. They were older treatments. The sample sat around for a while. Would you get the same results? And for all those reasons, in the intergroup, we're going to do a prospective study called TAILOR-RX, in which this group of women, ER-positive, node-negative women, will all be profiled using the Oncotype DX assay. If they fall into the low recurrence score, they will be asked to allow themselves to be followed in a registry because some of those patients will relapse in 10 or 15 years from now. We'll want to know who they are, and we'll certainly have better technology by then. If they fall in the high recurrence score, those women will be told they're in the high recurrence score and will be invited to participate in chemotherapy trials within the intergroup or be treated with chemotherapy off study and hormone therapy, of course. And the registry will be hormone therapy too. And if they're in that intermediate group where we remain in enormous equipoise, this is the 3-5% club, they'll all get hormone therapy and be randomly assigned to observation with hormone therapy alone or chemotherapy plus hormone therapy. And Joe Sperano will be the PI of this. It's based in the Eastern Oncology Group, but will be intergroup. And I think it's a terrific study. I believe it will provide us enormous amounts of information, both biologically but also clinically. And I think anyone who believes they know the right answer for that intermediate group is kidding themselves. And even more so because the hormone therapy has changed and is better than tamoxifen. Just slightly, but if the early biological clues are right, it may be even more beneficial in that intermediate and high-risk group because of the weighing of those groups with lower ER, lower PR, and higher HER2. And I also think the chemotherapy, likewise, will be more effective in that group. And that is, again, because that group has a higher proliferative thrust than the low recurrence group. They have higher HER2 and lower ER. And doxorubicin and taxanes both seem to work better in patients who, as we've talked about, lower ERs and higher HER2s. And I'm actually going to be presenting an abstract at ASCO this year. I assume this will be after ASCO by the time this is out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll be presenting an abstract at ASCO this year suggesting that in protocol 9344, in which everyone got AC and half got Taxol and half didn't, this is Craig Henderson's old study that established paclitaxel as the standard in that regimen, it is almost ineffective in patients who are ER positive and HER2 negative. And that the patients who benefit the most are ER negative, HER2 positives, and there's an intermediate benefit of ER positive, HER2 positives. So HER2 seemed to be a driving force for benefit from taxanes in that study. And I'll go back to the TAILOR-RX trial, the Oncotype DX study, and say once again, you'll have patients who have a better prognosis, but a higher proportional reduction from chemotherapy. And therefore, I don't know whether to give those people chemotherapy or not, and I'm more than happy to have my patients randomized in such a setting.